an extraordinary tribute that McCook came out to say thank you. And that's what it's all about. I can't commend him. I need to share a couple things. Jim Pillen, I'm the 41st governor of Nebraska. It's an extraordinary privilege. 2 years in, maybe this, I think this matters a little bit to McCook. I've made my living and my life, spent my lifetime in agriculture. I'm the first governor of Nebraska from agriculture in 100 years. In 100 years. Try to keep things simple. As your governor, really focused on four words. If there's anything you remember about Pillen, we're focused on kids, on taxes, agriculture, and value. And if there's one thing besides celebrating what the greatest generation did for us 80 years ago, I would love to encourage all of us to be more engaged in the process of government and in the process of standing up for what we believe in. I call it, if we can all get a little more comfortable being uncomfortable to talk about things that we're not used to. It's really important because the fabric of our social values have been eroded. It's okay to stand up and say that I believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's okay to stand up and say that hard work and you believe in the American dream. It's okay to stand up and say, boys are boys and girls are girls. Okay. I think those things are important. The other one that we're putting forth some legislation this year, and for me this one breaks my heart because it's really hard. I love Nebraska so much. I love the people. I'm guilty, and I want to think everything is perfect. But the hardcore reality is that these things are changing the fabric of us. We are not spending enough time communicating eyeball to eyeball. We spend more time texting and emailing. We're putting forth legislation this session to have no phones bell-to-bell in school. No phones. The other piece is to limit and protect our kids from social media. Believe it or not, there's a lot of really bad predators on this social media. And we have young girls who are victims and get involved in sex trafficking. Believe it or not, it's happening in all 93 counties of the great state of Nebraska. So we are going to extend social media age and also have a bill for artificial intelligence and pornography. I'm just in awe of the young people who are here. We have to protect our kids. It's essential that we do that. So I hope that everybody can be supportive of it. And, parents and grandparents, no child should be allowed to take a phone to bed. No phones in bed. Believe it or not, it's taking place. No phones in bed, and it's absolutely crippling our kids to be able to develop having these things with them. I think it'd be awesome if we could go back and have a kid only have a flip phone, right? But I think it's important that we work on that. And maybe the only other thing I just wanted to share, as your governor, I believe that we can run government just like everybody does in business. We do more with less, and we're running state government like a business. We're saying, no, let's only focus on what we need, and because the rest is the people of Nebraska. I believe our tax policy is severely broken. Our property tax crisis, we're nicking away at it, not near as fast as I want to, but we're going to battle and battle and battle as long as I'm your governor to get this fixed And I believe that one of the problems has been that it's shifted from sales tax to putting on our property tax basis, and that our K-12, all of our education is being funded by property tax. And so we need the state to be able to fund K-12 education, and we need to find $1 billion to do that, and broadening the sales tax, decreasing spending first, and broadening the sales tax. So we'll be talking about, in the coming years, of like services, taxing services. That's fair for everybody. And I use the analogy of a shirt. When I was a young man, I ironed my own shirts. I don't today. When I pick my shirts up, I grumble because I probably should iron them for what I'm paying. But the point is, if we charge a sales tax to the service of having your shirt ironed, if you can afford it, it's not a problem. If you can't, you save that money, and at least then you have the dream to own a home, because property taxes are killing us. I'm curious if there's any seniors here that would be willing to say, you know, I've worked my tail off. I've educated my children here. And now I'm waking up in a home I paid for. I'm having a hard time staying in my home because property taxes are out of control. Anybody having that problem in McCook? Yeah, right? And so the last, and then we'll talk about why we're here. The last would be that I would encourage you to develop relationships with members of the Unicameral. Not just Senator Merman, but other members, Senator Ibaugh, Senator Stroman, so that they can hear your voice. Because when you get down to Lincoln and you get inside that rotunda, the lobbying groups and the special interests really have an impact. I'm stunned, as your governor, what kind of impact. So it's incredibly important that your elected representatives and senators that you develop, that they hear your voice. So I know it's not normal for us, but I think that's something really, really important that we do. I think what's so cool about today is that we have young kids here because of grandpa or great grandpa, because of great grandpa. And one of the things that is so important about recognizing the greatest generation is that we keep our stories alive. We keep our stories of our families alive because the liberty that we, the freedoms, the liberties, and the pursuit of happiness that we all get to enjoy have come at an extraordinary price. I was just on a trade mission 6 weeks ago to Prague, Czech Republic, and to Germany. And hopefully every veteran here, it warms your heart. Every meeting started with thank you to the United States of America, and thank you to the veterans, because without the veterans, we'd be living in a whole different world. Right? And so why? So the opportunity to recognize and say thank you is really important. But then also that we tell these stories. If I can tell you my story, and this is something that happened to me a month ago that was really cool. So my grandpa was a World War I veteran, and my grandpa was an awesome guy. But he would not talk about the war. I knew that he was in war with a friend that had lived in David City, and that was the most of it. A month ago when we had the tree lighting and we had Suzanne, my wife, had an idea where we had a Christmas festival in the backyard of the mansion, and two sisters who I knew came up to me, and they were the Martin girls from David City. And they were working a lot on the genealogy of their family, and they came across the letter. And the long and short of it is my grandpa was named Henry, and he was in Germany with a friend of his from David City named Alex Martin. And they found a letter. Alex got sick, and they found a letter in all of their archives that came from my grandpa writing a letter to their great-grandma talking about how Alex is sick and he's moved on and what's going on, and God willing, we get home. And they gave that letter to me, and it was grandpa's handwriting, and it was dated July 12, 1919. And how I wish my grandpa was alive so I could hug him, and how I wish he'd have told that story. And then what's even more amazing is my brother and I got to play football at Nebraska for Coach Osborne, and Alex's grandson, Bob Martin, from David City, played. So we were great teammates, and our grandpas fought in a war together. Pretty amazing stuff. So I think what's so incredibly important today is that we celebrate. We celebrate, and most importantly, say thank you. So first, we'll recognize our World War II veterans, and then we'll do a couple. How many other veterans are here today? Holy cow. We might not have enough medals to pass out to this community or local tribe. So let's first start with Russell Eisenhart. Okay, here we are, Russ. This says, State of Nebraska, World War II recognition program to Russell Eisenhart. It's signed by John Hildreth, our Director of Veterans Affairs, and Jim Pillen as Governor of Nebraska. And then we also found a really cool medallion to celebrate. It's a medallion with the wheat and solar on top of the Capitol that has an extraordinary mark. And so on behalf of all Nebraskans, and your family, and everybody here in McCook, we say congratulations, and most importantly, thank you for the ultimate sacrifice of serving, and you changed the planet. Your work changed the planet forever. God bless you. Congratulations. You good? All right, very good. Congrats. Next is John Hubert. All right, here we go. Very good, John. Congratulations. This is the State of Nebraska World War II Recognition Program. John Hubert, signed by John Hubert, who heads our Veterans Affairs, and yours truly as your governor. And then the medallion to commemorate 80 years ago, the ending of World War II and your extraordinary role in our freedom, and we're grateful forever.
Can I say something?
You sure can. You can do whatever the heck you want.
I'd like to accept this with respect to my friends and acquaintances that were in the war before me, and those that didn't come home.
Yeah.
This medal shouldn't be going to them instead of me.
God bless you.
Thank you very kindly. Thank you.
That's an extraordinary heart speaking, and that's harder than Nebraska, right? And that's pretty generous for recognition. State of Nebraska World War II recognition of the 80th anniversary. Signed by John Hilbert and Rick Shirley as the governor. Congratulations. And then here is your medallion that recognizes the 80th anniversary of the ending of World War II. And on behalf of all Nebraskans, we say thank you. Thank you for the role of making sure this planet is the greatest place in the world to live. That's awesome. Very good. Thank you. I have 5 medallions for Vietnam veterans. How many Vietnam veterans would be here? Okay, I'm gonna. So, what if we could do this? If we could get your names, and then we will ship medallions to everybody. If that we could do that, if you get it to Taylor, and we'll do that. I would like to share for the Vietnam veterans an experience I had early as your governor. So when I grew up, I was just young enough, and we had a neighbor that just lived across the field 200 yards, and Dale got severely wounded in the Vietnam War, had a really bad brain injury, and I remember like it was yesterday on a Sunday night, we went over to the Lowski house, and his mom had flown to I can't say the country anyway, not in Vietnam, but where Dale was, and then we had a guy in Platte Center, my hometown, Tuffy Novak, and he was just great to all of us kids, and he got killed. I remember exactly where I was. So the first trade mission as your governor, I chose to go to Vietnam, and I did because it has an extraordinary economic hub. We made good friends there, but the last day, something happened that never happened on a trade mission before. The Prime Minister of Vietnam had seen throughout the week where everywhere we were on TV, they covered us pretty heavily, and he wanted a meeting. And so the last day I had a meeting with the Prime Minister of Vietnam. We sat in his room. He was in a big chair, and the farm boy from Platte Center was in his big chair, and we were talking about the countries, and we were talking about the Vietnam War. And so for the Vietnam veterans, the Prime Minister said to me, would you please go back home and tell your Vietnam veteran friends, thank you. Thank you from the country of Vietnam to the United States, and in particular the veterans, because we would not be the country we are today without the United States. I hope that that gives 50 years later a little bit of peace to the Vietnam veterans, because today, Vietnam, I spent 10 days there, Vietnam has 100 million people. Half of the 100 million are under 40 years of age, so they have no recollection of the war, and it's a very, very thriving economy. And as my friends that I knew from Platte Center said, the Vietnam people were outstanding, were incredible, and that's what I found as well. So maybe if the first 5 Vietnam veterans could come forward, and continue, and then we'll figure the others out. Would that be fair? Here we go. Can I put that on the phone?
Mr. Eisenhower is a member of our Legion unit in Culbertson.
Congratulations.
What's that?
76
years.
A Legion. Awesome. Thank you. This part's going to be a little hard, so bear with me. I've had so many well wishes and so many people here today to say, hey, Jim, I've been praying for you. And I've had a doozy of the last 3 weeks. Sunday before Christmas, my grandbabies and my kids. And we'd gotten 2 new horses about 75 days before that. We'd been riding in arenas. And, you know, as a young man, I worked as a veterinarian. I worked on a lot of horses. I've ridden a lot over the years. The thought of being bucked off has never crossed my mind. And, you know, any of you working in livestock, working with animals, it's incredibly important that we always remember the respect that we have to give them. And, you know, I had shortchanged my family so much the last couple, 3 years. It was a perfect day, and I wanted to do all these things, but my horse Jack wasn't all that fired up about it. And I didn't read that close enough. But the tough part, my son actually saw it happen. He thought I was gone. And so maybe all I can say is for those of you that I called it, my moment that afternoon was a life-giving moment when I was getting helicoptered to Omaha. I didn't think I'd get there. And so there's only one reason why I'm standing here. All the incredible prayers everybody's sending across Nebraska and the country, the Holy Spirit, and lifting me up. And I'm healing. I didn't know if we'd be able to make it, because yesterday was a real full day. And shoot, I really, really feel good. And I can tell you, I can't fake it. I'm a wuss. but I just want you to know that this life-giving experience it's such an extraordinary privilege to be your governor, but it's invigorated me to depths that I had no concept that I can have. And I know this, it's really, really important that we all brag a little bit. We live in the greatest place in the world because of Nebraska's people. We, the people of Nebraska, are incredible, and that's an important gift that we share and have great appreciation. So I just want to say before we conclude, thanks from the bottom of my heart. It's pretty overwhelming when you have thousands and thousands of people praying for you. And I'm incredibly grateful. It's the only way it works. So God is good. God the Father, God the Son, and that Holy Spirit is alive and well. And hopefully we can just keep reigniting it and make sure everybody understands that. So thank you.